Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome to A Call to Greatness with host, spiritual counselor, psychic, and energy management trainer, Victoria Post. In this hour, Victoria and her guest explore our individual and collective calls to greatness and support you in finding the courage and resources you need to follow through. Can you hear it? Your greatness is calling. Now here's your host, Victoria Post.
And welcome once again to this edition of A Call to Greatness. I am Victoria Post, spiritual counselor, psychic energy management trainer. And if you are just tuning into the show, welcome. And if you want to know a little bit more about my work, individual sessions, things that I offer, you can check out my website at www.spiritalive.com. Today we are going to be working with dreams, one of the most intriguing, fascinating subjects. I'm sure dreams have perplexed people for centuries, and a lot of people call me and say, I had this dream, what does it mean? So we're going to look at dreams today, and we're going to look at dreams in particular with the idea of building a relationship to the soul. In last week's show, we talked about building soul stamina, and one of the most important things about building soul stamina is you have to have a relationship with your soul. And dreams are one of the ways, in some ways I think one of the most profound ways to build that relationship. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Dreams can actually help you identify your calling, the calling that you're seeking. Dreams can also help support you on the path to manifesting your call. So in terms of the theme of this show, dreams really can open you to your own wholeness, to your own true greatness inside. So I encourage you to kind of open yourself to remembering any dreams that you've been puzzled about. You will have an opportunity during this show to call in and ask some questions. And my guest today is Linnea Lombard, a PhD, who has taught me a great deal about building a commitment to listening to my soul. Linnea has an unwavering commitment to listening to her own soul like nobody that I know. I've been fortunate enough to work with Linnea for the last 20 years, and Linnea, it's a pleasure to welcome you to A Call to Greatness.
Thank you, Vicki. It's wonderful to be here.
And as we begin this show looking at dreams, we all dream, even when we can't remember them, and dreams have something to say even when we can't understand them. So it is my hope that by the end of this show, you will feel a little more empowered and a little more inspired to tap into the wisdom of your dreams, to explore your dreams, to deepen your relationship with your dreams and your soul. So to begin with, I'd like to just take a couple of moments for reflection. The skill most necessary, I think, for dreams is the ability to listen. So I would like you to begin by taking a deep breath, gathering your own energy field around you. Take a moment to tend your energy field. Gathering it around you, breathing your spirit into your body, into your cells, deep into your insides, into your organs. And taking another breath, and letting your spirit also surround you, breathing your spirit, your essence, into your energy field, so that energetically you can feel whole. Now I invite you to listen. Listen. Listen to the sound of my voice. to the music, any sounds in the room in which you find yourself, from the whirring of your computer, sounds outside your window. Listen as you would listen when you meditate, to your thoughts, to God, to your spirit. It's a listening to a higher realm. During the day, as you go through your day, imagine yourself for a moment. What do? You listen to people around you. You listen to the advice of others around you. What have you been hearing of late? What are they saying to you? What do they tell you about yourself? Then listening to your own mind, to your own internal chatter. It's another kind of listening. And then finally, there is a deep listening. How do you listen to your soul? How do you listen at night when you're asleep? What is it you're hearing? What is it you are hearing in that unconscious place inside you? Deep in the night as you sleep, what have you been hearing? And I invite you as much as you can to listen to the rest of the show with what I call your daytime ears and your nighttime ears. Listen from the inside, listen from the outside. And as we close this reflection, may I offer the fruits of this show in service to the collective dreams, to the collective call for wholeness. And as we come back from the reflection, I'd like to again introduce Linnea Lombard a little more formally. She is a PhD. She is a depth psychologist and an ordained interfaith minister. And for the last 20 years, Linnea has been conducting, dare I say, some incredible workshops in consciousness, transformational psychology. In 1986, she co-founded Temenos Associates, which is an organization dedicated to consciousness, teaching people the basic fundamentals of consciousness work. Then in much later, she co-founded Knowledge Foundation with her husband, Rick Payne, and led a four-year mystery training based on the teachings of the medicine wheel, and is now living up in the Pacific Northwest and doing a great deal of writing, and I'm sure many other things. Linnea, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vicki.
And I want to start, over the years, dreams, you didn't start out necessarily doing a lot of work with dreams, but I've seen you come into a deep relationship with your dreams, and I'd like you to start, you know, as I said before, dreams have shaped civilizations, they've perplexed people for centuries. What's your understanding of dreams and your relationship to them?
Well, I used to be afraid of my dreams, and certainly very, very perplexed, as you say, about what they were trying to tell me. And over the years, I've begun to really trust my dreams as really the deepest and truest communication from my own depths, what I might call soul or some call spirit. That place in me that is invisible to me from my outer mind, but it is nonetheless me. So I have over time begun to treat my dreams as if they were like voices from an inner beloved, or at least a deep inner friend, that while I can't see necessarily, I can receive the communication, much like a love letter from a beloved. I've begun to understand dreams as communications from something very real and very connected to me and my life, almost as if the dream is giving a commentary from another perspective on everything in my life.
And just like a lot of commentaries that come from different places, they're not always easy to understand.
Right. That's part of the problem with dreams is, you know, every once in a while when I've been working with people over the years, somebody will have a dream and they'll have a writing in the sky that says, "This dream is about your mother." Well, unfortunately,
nice.
My dreams don't ever do that. They're much more in the language of symbols. Often the first receiving of a dream, I scratch my head and go, what could that be about? especially, you know, we get frightened when we have difficult dreams or nightmares. But I've come to see that even those kinds of dreams, and really all of our dreams, are communicating in a language that we don't know at first, but we can learn. And actually, some part of us does know. You know, when I ask somebody about a symbol in a dream, and I often work with the image of a 57 Chevy. well, you know, if somebody had a 57 Chevy in a dream, it could mean many, many different things. If you were a guy and your first car was a 57 Chevy, that would mean something much more to you than, or much different to you, say, than if you were a girl born in 1957.
Right, right.
Sometimes, like using that symbol, you don't have a personal relationship to it, but there's a collective relationship that we all have, that image of, you know, cruising the hood and you know, revving up the engines, and it might talk about an era or a time in one's life. So our work with dreams is a lot about learning the language of images, both what they mean to us and sometimes what they've meant through time. So many symbols are rooted in a much older language that's really common across culture.
I'm going to talk a little bit more about the language of dreams, an often mysterious language. So do stay with us and start remembering some symbols that might have puzzled you over the course of your dream life. And do feel free to call in at 866-472-5795. And do stay with us. We'll be right back on A Call to Greatness.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Pose, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritofwisdom.com. spiritalalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to A Call to Greatness. And I am Victoria Post, and I'm here today with Linnea Lombard. And we are talking about tending the dreams, tending your dreams, and building your relationship with the soul. And just before we went to break, we were talking about symbols and the language of the dreams. And I found myself thinking that you mentioned, Linnea, the concept of viewing the dreams as a love letter from the soul or a communication from the inner beloved. And I thought, you know, when I've had lovers and boyfriends, very often they would write or call, or other people would write and call and say, you know, and I'd go, what does that mean? What are they trying to say to me? What does it mean? And a lot of clients do. And I thought, it's such a lovely way to actually find a corollary with the dreams of, oh, I know how to be with a lover. I know how to be with someone that I cherish, and I want to try to understand how they're saying something. So that particular image has really stuck with me.
Well, I find it the best way to think about how to work with dreams, mm-hmm. because sometimes dreams are very confusing for people. But I think we do know how to meet a new person, particularly one we're curious about. Curiosity is really important in exploring dreams. But when you're getting to know someone, you go gently and slowly, and you listen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this sense of building relationship. You don't try to get all your information about a lover or a new friend or someone you think will be a friend. You don't try to get all your information in the first 5 minutes. You let the relationship unfold. And for me, that's part of the beauty of dreams. It's like something that unfolds over time. And even when I feel like I have worked a dream in the sense of I've looked at the symbols and I go, oh, well, I think that's what it might be saying to me right now, I find that the meaning of the dream unfolds sometimes over many, many years. And I will be able to look back at that particular dream letter and go, wow, you know, it was talking about something I didn't know anything about then, but
mm-hmm.
I know now.
Mm-hmm. So you also said before the break that there are some symbols that are cross-cultural. Do we, I should rephrase that, are dreams viewed differently in different cultures?
Yes, and certainly different cultures have different approaches for how they work with the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, of course, cultures that don't do anything with dreams. But, you know, if you look at the history of Western civilization in our sacred texts, dreams are all over the Bible as key times of transition. There's a dream at one point that Pharaoh has that Joseph interprets successfully. Of 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine, and
mm-hmm.
the interpretation of that dream helps Pharaoh, and a whole sequence in the Bible gets set forward with the dream.
Mm-hmm.
The Quran works with a lot of material that comes out of dream. The Sonoy people in the Far East have a wonderful dream technique where they dream the dream forward. If they have a dream that has, if somebody has a dream of conflict, they will be guided to go back into the dream and face it or finish it or take it forward.
Wow.
Carl Jung and, you know, Freud before him were key Western psychologists in bringing Western civilization back to the dream and looking at the dream.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it was Carl Jung who said, and I'm somewhat paraphrasing, an unexamined dream is like an unopened letter. And I always loved that because it really helps. Like, if I got a letter from somebody,
what would you do?
Would I, like, just keep it in the envelope?
Right.
I don't think so.
I got a pile of mail then.
Yeah, really.
So, what does happen if you ignore dreams? Are there consequences at a soul level or any other level?
Well, that's a little difficult to say.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I find that if I ignore a dream, I'll keep getting the same dream over and over again. It'll come back. Or conversely, sometimes if I get a dream that I don't pay attention to, I won't get any more dreams until I do pay attention to it.
Oh, interesting.
So I'll kind of like go in this kind of dream dearth place.
Mm-hmm.
Where no dreams come until I've paid attention to the last significant dream I've had.
Mm-hmm.
And actually sometimes when I've worked with people who say, oh, I don't dream, almost everyone has had at least one dream that they remember.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if you go back and look at what that dream is, the dreams return almost as if, you know, like when you have a relationship and somebody sends, you know, even an email, you know, and you don't respond to it,
mm-hmm.
after a while they stop sending.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So if, other than looking back at any dreams that we might not have paid attention to, are there other ways to help people actually begin remembering their dreams more consistently?
There are a lot of tools for that. The most significant one is to have some means of recording your dream as close to your bedside as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I work with a dream journal and keep a pen and the pen right in the page so that when I wake up in the morning, as soon as possible, I write the dream down.
Mm-hmm.
Some people prefer to have a tape recorder
mm-hmm.
next to their bed.
Mm-hmm.
And record it from there. The least time that you can have between the dream and the time you record it, the better. Because as we come back into our waking consciousness, we often it's like there are veils that go down between us and the dream state.
Yeah, the details fade, and I know I find as I'm awake longer, filters come on, and I try to actually make the dream make sense.
Right, and the dream changes. And what you're really trying to do is get the original letter.
Mm-hmm.
To go kind of a step back from that, if you haven't been dreaming and you really want to,
mm-hmm.
Some of the simple things is start reading about dreams so that your outer mind is more receptive. Sometimes before I go to sleep, I'll take a few moments of quiet, and you know, I was trained and find it helpful to put my hands kind of over my heart and almost like I'm talking gently to my inner being and saying, please, I want to hear from you. Gift me with a dream. Let me know what's going on inside. And so there's a petitioning and an asking, mm-hmm. a kind of setting the inner psyche up to be welcome.
Mm-hmm. What about in the other direction when you do that and then suddenly you are gifted with an overabundance, like I've had some nights when I've had 4 and 5 and 6 dreams, and some of them were just epic. And by the time I wake up, they're jumbled and they kind of blur into each other. And how do you address the epic dreams and the sort of plethora of dreams that can come at one time?
Sort of like somebody who talks too much. Huh?
Exactly.
Well, I
that would be me.
Well, I think that you would work with it in some of the same way you'd work with somebody who just has so much to say that they just say it all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you can write down what comes through and then patiently listen. Sometimes, you know, there's dream techniques where you work with every sentence of the dream one at a time. Like one of the masters that I've worked with always starts with the opening sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is what places you in what the dream is addressing. Very much like a movie. If you see the opening credits of a movie, you're going to know the basic issue that that movie is addressing.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly with the dream, the opening sequence will give you an idea of where are you.
Sorry, or where you're starting from.
Yeah, are you in a foreign mm-hmm. city? Are you in your childhood home?
Mm-hmm. I know that I have dreams, for example, where I'm either going to guide dog school or there's an earthquake, and they're usually in the opening sequence. It tells me I'm looking at a dream where something big is happening. There's mm-hmm. some real deep transformation going on.
Right.
You know, if I have dreams like that.
We'll talk a little more about epic after the break.
Okay, so epic dreams after the break, and this is a chance if you have any questions or comments about your dreams, your symbols, how you work with them, do feel free to call in. Again, that number is 1-866-472-5795, and we'll be back after this short break on A Call to Greatness.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real, and down to earth.
Dad, let's sing that bedtime song.
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball. While gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlscouttech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
the new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or a comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to A Call to Greatness. I am Victoria Post, spiritual counselor, psychic energy management trainer. I'm here today with Linnea Lombard, and we are depth psychologist and ordained interfaith minister. And we are talking about dreams and your soul. And before the break, we were talking about epic dreams. And I wanted to just kind of finish that thought a little bit, Linnea, before we go to our caller on epic dreams. The opening sequence, is that a way to begin to break down an epic dream? Like when you have a really long one?
Well, it will definitely point to what the dream is addressing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a dream is so long that it's really helpful to look at it in overview,
mm-hmm.
like what is the whole sequence trying to talk about?
Yeah, like if somebody said, hey, what's that movie about?
Right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's very useful when you have such an epic dream is to look at where are you in the dream? Where is your outer life?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes an epic dream is addressing a much larger span of your life. It could be your whole life or what's ahead or a process that you might be in the middle of.
Ah, excellent. So I'd like to bring on our caller, Christine from New York. Christine, welcome to A Call to Greatness.
Thank you.
You're on with Linnea, and good to hear from you. And how can we, do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I'd like, Linnea, if you can talk more about how to dream the dream forward and yet honor what is trying to be told to you at the same time.
Sort of like honoring where you are now, but yet dream the dream forward.
Right,
at the same
right.
Time.
As you're working with the images, mm-hmm. not just override it as what you want the dream to be telling you,
right.
as opposed to being able to cooperate and be willing to move it forward from where it is, and how you do that.
Okay. Well, first I want to welcome you and thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
First, I want to say that I find it really important to hear the dream for what it's saying to you so that you're not trying to change it.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like you want to make sure that you're receiving the message of the dream. But often the message feels either incomplete or you want to take it to another level. There are a number of different ways to do that. One is to simply ask for the next dream or another dream. If you've worked with a dream and it feels like it's like mid-process in some way, you can, when you go to bed the next night, ask for the next dream in the sequence. It's often very helpful to work with dreams in sequence.
Hmm.
Another tool that comes out of Jungian psychology is called active imagination, where you go into maybe kind of like a meditative state and bring the dream as fully present in your inner imagery as possible and begin a dialogue with one or more of the characters and let them respond to you. It takes some practice to really feel that the dream characters themselves are speaking. Another tool that I've worked with a lot is called voice dialogue, where you actually give a character in the dream a voice to speak and let it speak to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
are those a lot of these are techniques that you know,
mm-hmm.
but does that, you know, the image that came to me as you were speaking, Linnea, and this may come to you too, Christine, is that, you know, I meet someone and I'm interested in them and right away I'm thinking about how I can change them?
it's intriguing, the image that you're using, because I have had some difficulty in that area as well.
Gee.
I actually feel like I may be applying how I've become successful in working with dreams the other direction.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it is an intriguing
I think
way
what's
to
important
think about
to remember
it.
Is that it is a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you treat it like a sacred relationship and act accordingly and let the dream continue to, like, if you ask questions of the dream will continue to respond.
That's
back
a really
to
good
you.
Point.
And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think Vicky's point about not trying to change the dream, but let the dream unfold in relationship.
Okay.
Is probably the way that I work the most. There's some specific techniques. The reference of dreaming the dream forward out of the Sonoy work is a particular tribal way of working with dreams, which is, it can be really fun, but there are many other ways. And in a sense, any way that you take the letter of the dream, which is really kind of a mini video because it's a moving picture,
mm-hmm.
and begin a relationship with it, will dream the dream forward.
So that dreaming the dream forward isn't about what necessarily happens next, but it's what is revealed next, as opposed to moving it forward in time. It's moving it forward in more information.
And they could be one and the same.
And it could be that they're one the same, but they're
right.
not necessarily the same.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Great.
Thank you for
thank
your presentation.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
You bet.
Thank you. So, in that same line then, if people are really nurturing the dream, you mentioned something to me recently about a dream council. Like, what else can they do to really support that relationship with the dream?
Dream Council comes out of work developed by Steven Eisenstadt called Dream Tending. And it's a wonderful form. I have worked with council for many years where you sit in a circle with a group of people and hear each person's voice. Most people have had some experience with having like a talking piece where whoever's speaking has the talking piece and they get to say whatever is in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do the same thing with elements or characters in your dreams.
Hmm.
Where one of the best ways to do this is to take a character in a dream that's been very significant for you and make some kind of symbolic representation of that character. It could be just with sticks or stones or a picture or
mm-hmm.
drawing. And then choose several other characters, including and often especially animals. And in a quiet time of reflection, to ask, particularly if you have a life question that you're looking at or a
mm-hmm.
decision you want to make,
mm-hmm.
to sit and ask the question of the different characters that you've had, usually in a series of dreams or
mm-hmm.
dreams over time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'll have a dream either not necessarily a recurring dream, but a recurring image, like
mm-hmm.
one of my teachers shows up in my dreams a lot, and I know that whenever he shows up, I'm addressing something that has to do with my own teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So he would be a character that I might use in my dream council.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, I'm using the character in my dream, not the real person.
Right. So they're as they show up in your dream,
as they show
not
up,
as they, yeah.
Symbolic for some part of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I find it very useful in working with dreams to at least assume from the first level of looking at the dream, mm-hmm. that all parts of the dream mm-hmm. are me. All the characters, even uh-huh. the ones I don't like.
And especially the ones.
Yeah, really. but the Dream Council is a way to further the relationship, not just with an individual dream, but the whole being or energetic behind all of the dreams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that if I'm trying to decide whether to take on a project or not, I might sit in a quiet room and have, you know, four or five or six symbolic representations. It might be I'm into cats and I have a lot of cat mm-hmm. dreams, and so I might have a little ceramic cat and a picture of, say, the teacher mm-hmm. or a drawing I've done of another strong character in a dream, and just go inside and ask each one the same question. And it's really, really amazing how simply and how easily you can kind of hear or sense a response.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we go to how you opened this show around listening, the key to working with dreams is to really listen, to be receptive to what's trying to be told to you, as if, you know, when you meet somebody who's really attractive who speaks French and you don't speak French mm-hmm. and you're trying to learn what they're communicating.
Right. Keep talking French to me, yeah.
mm-hmm. Are there dreams that are also speaking on a literal level, like premonitions, or that are communicating something about other people?
A good question.
A very good question. So when we come back, we'll take a look at dreams at different levels, and also some dreams seem more mundane than others. I want to get into that a little bit, and some other ways that you can also support your relationship with your dreams. So stay with us. This is your last opportunity to call in if you'd like at 866-472-5795. Do stay with us. We will be right back on A Call to Greatness.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back for the final segment of this edition of A Call to Greatness. I'm here today with Linnea Lombard, depth psychologist and interfaith minister, and we are talking about dreams. And before the break, I asked the question about different kinds of dreams. Like, are there dreams that are also literal? Are there dreams that are premonitions about people in our lives?
That's a really, really, really good question, Vicki. as I said earlier, my first take on any dream mm-hmm. is to look at all of the characters as a part of myself.
Mm-hmm.
This gets more difficult when the part is my husband.
Right.
or somebody I know really well. And I think it's really, really tricky, and particularly when the characters are really close to us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that dreams can be addressing issues in a relationship, but it's very important not to go and say, oh, you do this, because it was in my dream,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But to really recognize that it's addressing an issue that's internal to the person having the dream.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it's also very useful to share your dreams with your partners, to have sometimes my husband and I in the morning we'll just share our dreams and talk about what we feel they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, a dream group is a fabulous tool for people. Sometimes you'll have a dream and you don't really understand a symbol in the dream, and somebody else knows exactly, and it's like they carry the answer. And in some ways it almost seems like our dream maker inside, our soul or whatever, knows that. So if we're in a dream group or we're working with somebody who understands dreams, the dream itself will give us symbols that the other will understand.
Uh-huh. To bring to the group. So dreams, it seems to me, then, they work on a lot of different levels.
A lot of different levels. And
right.
Sometimes, and this is particularly easier when you're working with a group, even if you just share your dream,
mm-hmm.
It will be clear that your dream is talking about something more than just you individually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some people dream, as it were, for the collective. And in fact, in some dream groups I've been in or led, I will set people up to
right.
ask for
a collective dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ask for a dream that's about the group.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there are people who have prophetic dreams.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in the Bible. Yes. But I found even my own dreams sometimes are prophetic about my own life.
Mm-hmm.
Only I don't know that at the time.
Right.
And they're interpretable
mm-hmm.
from my current life.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, I realized that the dream was addressing something I was moving into, and it's only
mm-hmm.
months or sometimes years later that I really understand
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. As you speak, one of the images that I get that I is that, like any relationship, it requires time.
Absolutely.
Intimate time. And I find that when I'm in an intimate relationship, even the mundane, silly incidents that happen are part of an intimate connection that we can take time to be with, and that I realize how interesting it would be to actually hold the dream that same way and really make time for that intimate relationship.
I think that's key.
It seems to be so hard for people to do.
Well, it's hard for us to have time for our outer intimate place.
Well, exactly.
But if you're going to nourish a relationship with soul or increase your soul stamina,
mm-hmm.
it's essential that you set aside a time, whether it's a few minutes a day or a more concentrated period of time once a week. Some people like to take the images of their dreams and draw them
mm-hmm.
or dance them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a way to further the understanding, further the relationship. Because it really is exactly what you said, and I think your word about intimate is really good. It's developing an intimate relationship with your own soul, and dreams are such a powerful vehicle for that.
Are there any particular resources that you could recommend to people that you found helpful?
Well, I think one is to read several different books on dreams. Marie-Louise von France is one person that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Bosniak. Steven Eisenstadt has a wonderful series called Dream Tending, which sounds true. It's a series of tapes you can listen to
mm-hmm.
in your car that kind of give you a background.
Mm-hmm.
Strephon Kaplan-Williams has some dream books out. Even bad dream books, there are such a thing, give you a perspective.
Mm-hmm. There are about as many different perspectives as there are different kinds of dreams, aren't there?
There are. Mm-hmm. And it's very helpful to look at different people's point of view about dreams and then find your own. It's sort of like finding your own way to have an intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another important tool is maybe several symbol dictionaries. Now, I don't go to a symbol dictionary first because
mm-hmm.
I don't think that, you know, if you have a coat in the dream, it means this. Dreams are never that literal or specific.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much more important to look at what your own personal meaning to the symbols is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But sometimes a symbol will elude you, and then looking it up in several, not just one,
right.
but several dictionaries mm-hmm. of symbols takes you on a journey.
Right, you can point to a direction.
Yeah, and it's mm-hmm. fascinating. Mm-hmm. It will take you into a whole exploration that your dreams gave you a clue to that open up a new world for you.
Yeah, yeah. And if people want to contact you, how would they contact you if they had questions or wanted to explore this a little further?
They're welcome to email me.
Mm-hmm.
My email address is lynaea at earthlink.net. That would be the easiest
way to contact you.
Yeah.
Great. So again, that's lynaea at earthlink.net. And any final words, final things you would like to leave the listeners with?
I want to say have fun. Enjoy your relationship with your dreams. Let them teach you. I find that the key decisions in my life are supported by my dreams. And so I look to my dreams to let me know I'm on the right track. And enter into the intimate relationship with your soul through dreams and let it be your guide.
Yeah. I would say this would be great advice for inner and outer relationships. Have fun and actually enjoy the relationship rather than not take it quite so heavy.
Right. Be curious.
Be curious.
Curious inquiry.
Yes. Curiosity. Patient listening. So building that listening skill. Do you practice listening?
Do I practice?
Do you practice listening? Or does it come natural to you?
Oh, I have to practice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those of us who talk a lot, I know I'm the same way. Practice listening. Yeah, I have to practice listening. So, as we move forward in life, I said in the beginning that I really wanted the fruits of this show to contribute to the collective dreams for wholeness. You have always said, as we dream, it moves us toward wholeness. Our psyche is always guiding us toward wholeness. And it is my hope that with this show, the same is true on a collective level. That is, we explore all of the individual pieces globally, collectively, that we will be guided into wholeness. So, Linnea, I want to thank you so much for being a part of this show and everything that you've contributed and the wonderful, wonderful relationship that you've been able to sort of help me and help us develop with the dreams. Thank you so much for joining us. And thanks to all of you for listening to A Call to Greatness. And feel free to listen back to the archives, hear the show again, and please join us next week when we take a look at our relationship with the Earth in a show that we're calling All Is One Made Real. So thank you for listening. Have a wonderful, dream-filled week, and keep moving toward your own call to greatness.
Thank you for listening to A Call to Greatness. To contact Victoria, visit spiritalive.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another profound hour on A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post.